I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World on your radio. Let's go back to our top story today, Iraq, where Sunni Islamist militants have taken control of large parts of the country. The Iraqi government is asking the U.S. for assistance, and it's hard to believe I'm saying this. American help may be on its way soon. Here's more from The World's Matthew Bell.
The White House says it's considering all options except sending American troops back into Iraq. The goal here, President Obama said today, is to prevent the jihadists from gaining a permanent foothold.
I think it's fair to say that in our consultations with the Iraqis, there will be some short-term, immediate things that need to be done militarily. And, you know, our national security team is looking at all the options. But this should be also a wake-up call for the Iraqi government. There has to be a political component to this.
After hearing the news from Iraq over the last few days, a former Iraqi diplomat tells me the situation could hardly be more serious.
We don't have the luxury of time in Iraq anymore. We are facing truly an existential crisis, to be or not to be.
Faisal Istrabadi is a professor at Indiana University. He served as Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations from 2004 to 2007. About that political component the president mentioned, Istrabadi says the U.S. needs to give up on Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
If Maliki had been a successful leader, I would be the first to support him. But he has in fact been a disaster. Maliki, to paraphrase Ronald Reagan, is not a part of the solution. He is the problem, or at least a part of the problem. And he does not have a vision that is comprehensive and all-inclusive of an Iraq for all Iraqis.
Istrabadi says Maliki has stoked the fires of sectarianism in Iraq for years. The rise of Islamic radicals in recent months did not happen in a vacuum, he adds. The extremists have teamed up with disenfranchised Iraqi Sunnis, including hardcore supporters of the ousted dictator Saddam Hussein. Brian Katulis says the U.S. is in a position to do more to help Iraq. He's a Middle East expert with the Center for American Progress. But Katulis adds the administration needs a more reliable partner in Baghdad.
The definition of reliable is very much dependent on how unified the Iraqis are. I think there's this sense in the Obama administration that we definitely don't want to get back into the middle of a vicious sectarian civil war. Been there, done that.
Katulis says the U.S. has substantial diplomatic and security assets in Iraq, but American influence only goes so far since the Maliki government opted for U.S. troops to leave in 2011.
The simple fact is that in the middle of the Civil War, the U.S. had more than 170,000 troops on the ground, and that Civil War raged. And yes, our engagement actually helped lead to a decline in violence. What it did not lead to is any real sense of political reconciliation inside of Iraq, and that's what these militant groups have exploited.
President Obama has talked about building up a counterterrorism effort across the region. Events in Iraq are proving to be an early test of that vision. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.